It is Emily Pate who is joining me today. She's the events manager for the Burlington, Greater Burlington Partnership. And we're talking about a very special event that is happening September 9th from noon to 4. It is a 2021 YP conference. And Emily is joining me. We've got some very special people that are coming to town. And it is for the 6th Annual YP Leadership Conference. Again, it's lunch provided for your fee, $55 for members and $65 for non-YP members. And it does include lunch, and you need to register by September 6th. But that out of the way, Emily, this is an annual event. Did you have an event last year?
Yes. Good morning, Steve. We did have an event last year, but it was, however, virtual, like everything else that's been going on. But we're excited to be back in person. We have a great lineup of speakers this year. Dustin James, who is coming from the Quad Cities, he is a motivational, high-energy speaker. He will be our keynote speaker for September 9th. And then two of our local community members, you might recognize the names for our breakout speakers, Don Town, who is a realtor at REMAX, and Jeff Burkhart, who is CEO at Midwest One Bank.
And so you've got some local flavor in there. I'm guessing, and Dawn and Jeff are both members of YP, is that right?
I think so. If not, they have been at one point.
Okay, I gotcha. I
yes.
Know. YP is, I think, is it under 40?
Ages 21 to 40, yep. So yep. Anybody that's interested, ages 21 to 40, can be in YP. And if you're not in YP and this sounds of interest to you, you're welcome to come to this conference as well. We do have non-YP member price. So anybody who's interested can come.
Okay. Is there an OP for old professionals?
We need to arrange that, right, Steve?
That's okay. I'm just kidding. But again, Dustin James, what about him? Tell me a little bit about him, if you would.
So Dustin James, he was actually a YP in his area, the Quad Cities, back in the day. So he kind of knows who he's speaking to his audience. But he is going to be speaking on the superstar effect. So all ways that you can be a superstar in your career, in your life. So he's just really upbeat and really motivational. So we're looking forward to having him come. He's also been a TED Talk speaker as well. So he's done a lot of those type of speaking arrangements.
You know, entrepreneurial, there's been one thing that's been an effect of the pandemic is a lot of people have realized, you know, I've been doing whatever I've been doing, mm-hmm. and things got sort of tossed up in the air, and maybe some jobs got changed, jobs got moved, jobs disappeared.
Yes.
And it also led people to say, hey, I'm going to look around, mm-hmm. and also entrepreneurial startups have also been booming,
yeah.
in the aftermath. I'm not sure if it's the aftermath or I think it's, well, in at least they were started during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. We hopefully are in the last gasp of it right now, but
I hope so.
YP, I was asking about membership. You said it went down a little bit during the pandemic. Is that right?
Yep, we did see a slight dip in members, but we're seeing them come back around again. I think people are eager for in-person events again. But we're looking forward to getting more people and getting back to going to in-person events.
And again, it is going on September 9th. That is a Thursday.
Yes.
And again, it's noon to 4. And lunch included with your registration. Does lunch start things off? Is that right?
Yes. Yep. The lunch is actually a new piece this year that the YPs actually asked for. They wanted a little bit more of a networking piece to the day. So we're going to have a noon to 1 networking lunch, and then our speakers will go from 1 to 4.
Now, where is this all going on?
This will be at the Pizzazz Convention and Events Center.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And all you need to do is just simply go to greaterburlington.com/YP conference, and you can sign up right online, right?
You got it. Yes.
Yes. And again, $55 for members, $65 for non-YP members. How many events do you actually have during the course of a year? Have you added that up?
You know, we usually try to aim for around 2 a month. So that depends on the COVID situation, but we've been sticking with 2 a month, and we've been doing some virtual events, some in-person events. So we have lunch and learns, we have business tours, and we have 505 socials.
There is, yes, I was going to say, it's sort of a combination. It's sort of a half and half. You mm-hmm. half learning, half observing, and
yes.
half social. So
social. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be a member, you'd certainly be welcome to be a member, right?
Yes.
They just need to can you sign up? If you sign up to be a YP member, can you do that on that website?
Yes,
too?
That's a great point, Steve. So we actually do have a bundle for this YP conference. So if you're interested in joining YP and want to attend the conference, we do have a new member bundle that you can purchase.
Okay, and to join YP, what is it? You have dues, is that right?
Yes.
What are the yearly dues?
The yearly dues are $75, and that includes all events, and you get all kinds of food and networking and all of that good stuff at the events.
All right. Again, Greater Burlington YP, Emily Pate. She's the events manager for the Greater Burlington Partnership. She used to be the Welcome Center director.
Yes, many hats. Worn many hats.
So, and the Welcome Center is still, do you have any, who is running the Welcome Center?
So, Chris Graham. So maybe sometime you'll get to meet Chris Graham. He is our new Welcome Center manager at the partnership. So he is running the Welcome Center, and they're back in business, and they're really, really busy. They're getting some boat dockings coming in soon as well. So.
All right. Greater Burlington Partnership. And go to greaterburlington.com/YP conference, get the bundle, or just simply sign up if you are a member or non-member, and get Leadership Development, the Future of Burlington. That is the 2021 YP conference, again, Thursday, September 9th from noon to 4. Emily Pate, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Steve.